Tom Sainsbury, Chris Parker, Kuda Forrester and Brinley Stent have got a new show called Camping. Silo Theatre presents Camping, heading to Q Theatre from 14th of November to 7th of December. And to get in character, they've spent the night camping at Q Theatre. Caitlin headed down there last night. Caitlin, BFM's Caitlin, headed down there last night and has recorded a little audio package for us. Let's hear it now.
We are here at Q Theatre at the Big Camp Inn. To my left, Chris Parker. To my across, I don't know, what's the word for that? Yeah. Diagonal? Yeah. To my across, Tom Sainsbury. And then to my other across, we've got Kuda Forrester and Brinley Stent. How are you all?
We are fantastic. Vibes and spirits are at an all-time high.
You all are camping here tonight?
We are. We're staying the night in Q Theatre.
Why?
Good question.
Politely.
We're doing a show with Silo Theatre. It's called Camping. And while the show necessarily isn't about camping, we thought we'd sort of ad hoc promotionally sort of tie it in and camp at Q Theatre for the night as sort of way of ticking that box. The play's actually really just about being quite camp. And Tom Sainsbury has never done a professional theatre show before. And so we thought, why not sort of get him warmed up to the theatre experience by making him spend the night at Q Theatre?
And also get used to my fellow actors, because I didn't feel particularly comfortable around them for a long time. But I'm hoping after one night of living with them, things might ease into it.
It's quite confronting living with someone for a night, especially, are you all in one tent or?
We're in two tents.
Okay.
And there might be a bit of tent hopping.
dangerous, scary, sexy fun. It's quite scary because like you don't know what people are going to be like until you've really lived with them, right?
You got us.
Yeah. Who's going to be like the trouble one?
I think I'm probably going to have some sleep apnea issues and roar like a rhino all night.
I think I'm probably going to be the quickest to sort of get a bad attitude about what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve. And so I'll probably be the first one to go, oh, sorry, I just need a minute outside. Sorry. Yeah, that'll be me.
I sometimes do have night terrors. So I do feel like I'm going to be the one who's going to wake up screaming in the middle of the night, being pulled out of bed.
And I'm going to hit this like a duck hits water. I feel like this is my natural habitat. Love being on stage, love sleeping, and I love being around my friends as they sleep. I'm incredibly comfortable in these sort of conditions. So I'm thinking I'm going to take it out and win.
What is your experiences with camping thus far?
I feel like I've got this body memory of like being sweaty in a tent, mm-hmm. and the fly of the tent being stuck with rainwater to the tent. I've just kind of like, I've lived through that. I can't remember the specifics of it, but I've got that as a visceral memory. Liquid intense.
Not a huge camper myself. I've latched on to my friends' camping trips.
Okay.
And just sort of shown up with a packet of biscuits and hoping that's enough. You know, like, so I'm not great. But I sort of, I enjoy it the times that I have done it, but I'm not a camping galley at heart, I would say.
My memories of camping are mostly from outdoor education at high school.
Ooh.
Yeah, I took that for a couple of years during high school, and there was a lot of tents, a lot of get up early. But I would like to get up early because I really loved to impress the teachers and become really good friends with them. Shout out to Mr. Stoddard, who took us out camping, and Jay Versteeg, who I just wanted to hit on, I think.
Ooh.
Get up early, be like, look, I've already got the water boiling.
Do you think they were at all impressed by that behaviour?
No, they're probably annoyed, I reckon. That teacher was like, go to sleep.
I actually did camping once at high school as well, but it was like, I felt like we weren't prepared for it. And it was like this one day in year nine, and suddenly I was like trekking and camping with a whole bunch of boys, and then they stole my...
Ew.
Camera and then started taking photos of their buttholes, and then I got when I got the camera, the photos developed, I was like, oh my gosh, score her.
A camp romance is always a good thing though. I feel like it's fun. Will there be any tonight?
I'm not sure about like romance, but animal attraction, there's definitely, I think, raw animal attraction. Can I be frank to say between all four of us?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Gosh,
that checks.
Only going to grow during the night, really.
Nothing turns me on more than watching someone like just sort of purvey the area that we're camping in and then put a tent up. Like, I just get to sit back and just watch that happen. Such a turn on. I feel like camping actually provides many opportunities for like turn on behavior. like someone just like diving into the water for a morning swim, absolute turn on.
Have you
shaking
guys
out the rain from on top of a gathered tent?
Oh, yeah, good one. Telling good one. Students like what to do. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, again, brilliant. Yeah. But more specific to your specific teacher crush there.
Have you guys heard that thing where you should you shouldn't marry someone until you've put up a tent with them, or like you shouldn't? You know you're in a good relationship when you can put up a tent with somebody. Is that a thing?
I heard that. I definitely, yeah, that checks out for
Make
me.
Make a flat pack. Together.
But they don't mean one of those pop-up tents that you throw out like a disc and then it pops in midair and then lands perfectly.
My friend has a great story about a pop-up tent. She got one for Christmas and she threw it up, the wind caught it and it went off the cliff. It was like, that was Christmas ruined.
Tell us about the night. So you're obviously live streaming. What else is going down?
We have a couple of events planned. We're going to have a tent off where we split into two teams and we're going to verse each other to see how we can put up a tent. I am a bit concerned about that one because from memory, tents need like pegs in grass.
And you're doing it on the stage?
So, yeah. Sandbags is what our director's yelling at us from across the room. Sandbags. So we're going to use sandbags.
Camping's so different these days.
Yep. And then we're doing a how well do you know each other quiz, which we're excited for.
We're also going to do lots of emotional check-ins just to see how we're all going.
Yeah.
And we're planning a few fights. And we're planning a few sort of makeup sessions.
Yes.
We're going to do a bit of like group therapy work.
Yeah. Oh, I want to get into the weeds.
Yeah, for sure.
Why we act the way we act.
We're also planning a bit of silent sitting and sulking.
Side note, we're probably going to cut this bit out, but you're kind of glowing right now, Molly. May I just say that?
Fantastic
lighting. Yeah. No.
We have to keep that in place.
Yeah. Yeah. Zero context.
Yeah. The people on here didn't know Molly was here, but Molly's here and they are glowing. Yes, it's seriously, this window is doing wonders. It's awesome because you were very tired. Did you plan that or?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Golden hour.
We've actually put a whole bunch of lighting up here and softboards to reflect back. Mm. Just because we knew Molly was coming in, we're like, oh, let's get the lighting right.
Did you put, like, so the windows are in as well? Oh, that was just for this one. Wow, because you could have done it on the ground, but you really went the extra mile.
There's a lot of money in theatre. A lot of people don't know that, so it's very resource heavy, and we've got a lot of money that we just can burn through with promotional things.
Yeah, same goes for alternative radio, actually. It's bloody wild. Anyway, what are your three essentials for camping at Q Theatre? We could go around the circle. We could speak as you must, speak as you will, speak if you want.
Pillow from home, duvet, and my Walita skin food.
Pampered. I bought a pillow as well. I just want to say pillow because I need the thinnest of thin pillows. Really? I'm one of those people. Oh, I know.
You're wild.
Sometimes
for that.
I know. Big fluffy pillows at hotels. No, thank you. I also bought code names.
For a second, I've got a personal issue. Yeah. I started sleeping under my arm again, and I don't know how to stop it. I'm getting a dead arm in the morning.
Oh yeah.
You know, when you sometimes go through a phase of that, and you're like, "What the heck? Where did this come about?" Anyway, you were saying one pillow.
Did you wake up like that?
Yeah, for the past couple of weeks.
Thin pillow. I bought Code Names, the game. I'm not the only one that bought Code Names. Oh, so did I. And I bought a big spliff.
I also bought a pillow from home, thick and hard.
a big thick hard pillow.
Yeah, I can't thin. Oh, thin is like. Whoa.
Maybe we should do a big pillow review after.
Nah.
Pillow reveal. Then yeah. Review.
Reveal.
Yeah.
I also bought a Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. I think. And insect repellent.
Brinley, how about you?
I bought a Bible, lube, and snacks.
Yay. Oh, gorgeous.
Now, Caitlin should still be down at Q Theatre after spending the night there with the team. Caitlin, who survived the night and what's happening right now?
Hi, Johnny. I didn't realise we were going live right now. I'm here at Q Theatre. I didn't spend the night with the team.
Hey, it's radio. You don't have to tell the audience that. You could say you were part of the team.
Oh, well, you know, look, tried, didn't fail. But we're all here. They're all awake. So
only one didn't make it through the night.
Only one. Who was the one?
Oh,
shoot. Morning, Shai. How was the camping? We'll go around. Or we don't have to, but I can pass you this little mic. Okay, yeah. Let's do it. How was your camping experience? Tom will start.
Hi, listeners. Camping was, I had so much fun with it. My biggest mistake that I've learned is I had an inflatable bed that squeaked every time I made the slightest movement. So I was paralyzed, frozen.
Morning, BFM. It's Chris here. I had an interesting sleep. My airbed was slowly deflating at a very interesting rate. Not so much that I thought, oh no, we're going down, but more just like, this might hold for another hour or so,
yeah,
until I woke up with my cold, lifeless body laying on the cot.
Caitlin, can you pass on to Chris that Chris has the tiredest voice that I've heard in a long time?
Perfect. We did have the cleaners come into the building at 1:30.
Oh my gosh, they work early. It's awesome.
Good morning, BFM listeners. It's Kuda here. I had a lovely sleep, thank you. I really enjoyed it. I got to sleep without any drugs or anything like that.
Which is new for you.
Which is really new. I'm considering moving in, to be honest.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Same
on parking. And finally, introducing Brinley.
Hi guys, for those who don't know me, I'm Brinley, I'm the ingenue season.
Moved up to Auckland.
Just recently moved up to Auckland, studied at theatre. My sleep was horrific.
Brinley, you sound the best though.
Oh, you sound the best apparently.
Oh, it's because I didn't sleep. Rolling right through. No sleep here. No, I took
Brinley
me about
was seconds. Brinley was seconds away from falling into a deep sleep.
I was seconds away from falling into a deep sleep after 2 hours of tossing and turning and trying not to have night terrors. And then the cleaners arrived, and so I blearily eyed went out to them, and I think they thought I was a ghost. With a little sleep mask on my forehead and going, "Hello, we're doing a publicity stunt, so please don't come in here after hours."
Oh, boo Ridley. Yeah, really, boo. Really, really did eventuate. We manifested that into being. That's awesome.
Then after that, popped a zobaclone in there. Bob's your uncle, here I am.
Oh, gorgeous. Well, I'm glad it went well for some, and I'm sad that it didn't go as well for others. But it's great. Activities were fun, yes? We had fun.
We did a quiz on like how well we know each other.
Oh,
no one here knew how old I was.
Oh my gosh.
Really shocking.
Shocking, thrilling. Like, was it a compliment or was it like, damn, they don't know?
People would presume that Chris was nice, but we all thought he was like 1920s, but he's actually in his mid-30s.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I had to say it under pressure, like say their ages, boom, 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 I'd probably get them all wrong, I think. I think it would take me sleuthing in my brain, detective work, to really figure it out.
Ooh, sleuthing, goodness me.
It's like, you know, it's what this has really brought around me is that you know everyone on a deep level, but do you know each other on a superficial level?
Do you know each other's Wikipedia page?
Oh, everyone's credentials. Do you know their IMDb? Well, I'm so happy to be here with you this morning, and so glad that hopefully the live stream went well. We know each other a bit more. Are we feeling prepared to do the damn show now?
Yeah. We're not going to do it.
We're having our first run of the whole thing, I think, on Friday.
Yeah.
So wish us luck.
Oh.
And then we'll go from there. Is it the whole thing or what we've got up to, maybe?
I think the whole thing.
I think it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And does someone want to tell the BFM listeners when the show is on and where they can get tickets? Who's up for that?
Chris is good at this. Oh, Kuda.
Hi, BFM listeners. We are the cast of Camping. Camping season... brought to you by Silo Theatre.
November the 14th.
Opens on November the 14th.
To December the 7th.
To December the 7th. I was up for it, but there's another sponsor. We open on the 14th of November and run right through.
It's live. You can't read. You can't.
Oh.
You're live.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go again?
Hi, everyone. Camping opens at Q.
Yeah, Johnny, if you can cut that
out. I'm about to storm out.
Oh, okay.
We are on at Q Theatre from the 14th of November right through to the 7th of December. Tickets are available now at silo.co.nz or qtheatre.co.nz. Please bring your friends. It's a great thing to do for a Christmas party. It's a laugh a second. Come along.
Could've.
It's a sexy, naughty romp.
Oh,
and it's hilarious.
Kuda, that was great. Johnny, I think we've got a new idea for the BFM Christmas party. I think we've got to get down to camping.
Nice one. Hey, Caitlin and team down there at Q Theatre, you nailed it. Once again, camping on November 14th to the 7th of December. Q Theatre, tickets on sale now at silotheatre.co.nz. All right, shot team.
Thanks, Johnny.
Get some brekkie in ya. Yeah.